on Friday, a lot of people on our side got their hopes up, but I told everybody not to, but that didn't stop countless political pundits and YouTubers and even members of Congress declaring that Trump's kangaroo criminal conviction was going to get thrown out in a mistrial after the judge overseeing the sham trial sent a letter to the prosecutor and to the defense saying that they found a Facebook post that they were investigating, claiming to be from the cousin of one of the jurors who had supposed advanced knowledge that they were going to vote to convict and the sure thing it was going to get convicted. And if that was the case, it may lead to a mistrial. But of course, it was just a troll, and if anybody paid any attention to the bio of the Facebook account and to some of the poster's other comments about being married to that cousin, you would see that he was just talking a bunch of nonsense. The letter sparked a bunch of headlines like this: judge who oversaw a Trump hush money trial flags post on the court's webpage, claiming to know the verdict before it came down. If anybody actually did 30 seconds worth of research, instead of just reading the headline and then rushing off to YouTube to make clickbait titles, further spreading the fake news and duping their audience into getting their hopes up, then our side would actually look a lot better. This is ridiculous. Mistrial: New York jury illegally leaked Trump verdict before conviction. Judge panics. I mean, this is BuzzFeed level clickbait, and that is how you cash in on views in the short term, but how you lose your credibility with the audience in the long term. Something that is uplifting, however, but again, I caution people not to get their hopes up too high about what's going to happen in November, is that despite the kangaroo conviction, Donald Trump and Old Joe are still neck and neck in national polls in battleground states. George Snuffleupagus, George Stephanopoulos, is so worried about Donald Trump speaking directly to the American people that he is advising nobody to interview him live on television, because obviously they want to be able to edit and splice and take things out of context before they show their audience what it is that he says.
I mean, I think it's journalistic malpractice to do a live interview with President Trump on television.
Because that's what you do in a free country. You prevent the American people from hearing directly from a presidential candidate live and unedited. Of course, it's legal malpractice what the Marxist Democrats are doing to President Trump. And one of the key architects of the conspiracy against him is this clown, Mark Pomerantz, who openly admitted what the plan was and that there was no legal basis for it. Here's a little excerpt from his book where he openly admits their scheme.
So, to charge Trump with something other than a misdemeanor, Danny would have to argue that the intent to commit or conceal a federal crime had converted the falsification of the records into a felony.
Danny, by the way, is the district attorney of New York, Alvin Bragg.
No appellate court in New York had ever upheld or rejected this interpretation of the law.
Of course not, because it's absolutely ridiculous.
Alvin added that the consensus among the group of prosecutors with whom he had been speaking was not to go forward.
So Alvin Bragg was digging for dirt on Trump and combing through the legal books and talking with a bunch of different legal scholars, and they all said that there's nothing there. There's no way for you to get him. But then he got the call to tell him to just indict regardless. Then later, Alvin Bragg pretended that this was a clear-cut case and that Donald Trump had violated the letter of the law.
And while this defendant may be unlike any other in American history, we arrived at this trial and ultimately today at this verdict in the same manner as every other case that comes through the courtroom doors.
Actually, the majority of the cases that come to his desk get downgraded from felonies to misdemeanors, and then the criminals are set free without even having to pay bail to then commit even more crimes. And every accusation from the left is an admission of their own guilt and their own plans, their own agenda. Here's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez claiming that if Donald Trump wins the election this year, then he's going to put her in jail.
What happens to you if Donald Trump wins? What do you do? What's your first move?
I mean, it sounds nuts, but like, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy threw me in jail.
Really?
Well, it does sound nuts because you are nuts.
He's out of his mind. I mean, he did his whole first campaign around lock her up. Like, this is his motto. I take him at his word. I take him at his word. I take him at his word when he says that he's going to round up people. I feel like what we saw in his first presidency was an amuse-bouche.
That's an appetizer, by the way. She's a sophisticated French-speaking socialite, don't you know?
To what his intentions are, he has learned from his mistakes of appointing professionals, and he will not make that mistake next time.
Speaking of mistakes, old Joe's handlers made one again by allowing him to stand in front of a camera, because you know what happens when they do that.
The idea that we become semi-isolationists now?
Yeah.
Which some are talking about?
We should.
I mean, the idea we had to wait all those months just to get the money for Iraq, and because we're waiting, I mean, it's not who we are. It's not who America is.
Iraq? He means Ukraine. He's upset that there was a delay in giving more of our tax dollars to Ukraine. Not Iraq, sir. That was the last big military-industrial complex scheme. How this man is going to make it another 5 months on the campaign trail is a mystery. Here he is, again, getting lost on stage, not remembering how to get off. Yeah, Mr. President, this side, wrong side. Stairs are over here, sir.
The word thank you seems kind of inadequate, but for all the millions
look at this.
Whose lives will be saved, for the communities where life will be transformed, thank you.
Meanwhile, Donald Trump was on stage over the weekend in Las Vegas, bearing 113-degree temperatures, outside, in a suit, giving a speech for over an hour. And speaking of the sun, what do you think of my Trump Total Eclipse 2024 shirt? Which you can order from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below. Or the new An Appeal to Heaven shirt, the MAGA Mafia shirt, the Teflon Don shirt. A couple new designs recently, so head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.